Reva, and bad timing. That's Mr. Louis, making a mistake already, and it's not even 2 minutes into the interview. Or review, rather. I'm interviewing myself. This is a review about Ninjam, N-I-N-J-A-M, which is a program that allows you to do stuff like this over the internet. It can be found at www.ninjam.com. The idea behind it is basically to jam with people you've probably never met before, in close to real time as possible. It can be quite fun, it can be quite crazy. But what it is, it's just a bit of a fun tool, really. It's hard to use it for anything real. Although once you get in a groove, you certainly can do some amazing things. This is a jam with myself, DJ Goldfingers, a guy called Brunello, who's a guitarist from Italy and a good friend of mine. And that's about it, really. I think there's a saxophonist in there called Steph occasionally. But at the moment, it's just us playing. And this was what jam that I performed in last year. And I've never met any of these guys at all. I mean, being in different countries, Goldfingers is in the US, and I'm over here in the UK. And Brunello's in Italy, and I'm on keyboards playing Rhodes in my right hand and bass in my left. And Jeff is on drums, and Brunello's on guitar. It was quite fun. And I'd like to take you guys through a bit of a tour of Ninjam World at the moment, if at all possible, and explain a bit about it. But I'm going to suggest that before you do listen to this, if you care, to check out the website, because the one thing I'm not going to do is download it for you and tell you what's on the front page, because it's on the front page and I don't really feel like that. This review is just going to be about the program and how to set it up once you've downloaded it, but not, you know, how to click on the download links, because each and every one of you is capable of that. If you've got this far and you can listen to this podcast, then you're that capable. So I'm not going to do that baby walking through you thing. Not interested, nor you. Plus, it just means more you'd have to fast forward through afterwards. Okay, a bit about the setup. I'm recording this with an iRiver H140 directly into the back of my 16-6 FX Yamaha mixer. Right now, this file is coming to you courtesy of Winamp from an Audigy, or something that resembles an Audigy. And I'll be playing my Fender Rhodes Suitcase Mark II, my Roland XP5050, and possibly the 88 or the Adderall, depending on which module I happen to be close to or available to play at the time. And I will be using Supernova with Eloquence at a fairly decent speech rate. Hopefully you'll be able to understand. Wait, if I do documents. That and go
desktop window, my documents.
That is the rate I'll be having it at. Hopefully it's not too slow for all you fast users, including myself, because I find it way too slow. I couldn't live with this in my daily life, but for the purpose of this, I thought, well, I'll slow it down. And I don't use Eloquence anyway, I use Orpheus, but I'm going to use Eloquence so that people who don't know what Orpheus is can understand it, and we're on common ground. Alrighty, say goodbye to that for now. I'm sitting at the desktop here, there's nothing loaded. I'm going to stop running over my own headphone cable, and then I'm going to load Ninjam.
Ninjam V0.06 window 64% horizontal tracker plus 0.0 dB.
And I'm going to set my MSN status to busy.
Taskbar, spacebar, menu, device, taskbar, with Ninjam.
It is now set to busy. The only thing you will get going off is Steve's clock, which actually I could probably end as well when I find it. Let's go to the system tray and get Steve's clock. And
left window, taskbar, window,
before I started, I know.
Super Synthesis safely remove Steve's clock 2.03. Steve's clock 2.03 window key clock pulled.
All gone.
Test to Ninjam V0, switch to MC, can you switch to Ninjam V0.
And it's half past, according to Nigel, which is my timing clock, which is over there on the wall. Now, I'm in the main window. The main window is pretty simple, until, that is, you get loads and loads of users in here, and then it gets absolutely crazy. The problem with the window of Ninjam is that it can be quite hard to navigate. To start with, it's not, when you're not connected to any server at all, it's pretty easy to navigate.
Left window key.
And I just was checking that it was maximized, sorry, not minimized. That would be no good to anybody, would it? That it was maximized. Okay, the start of it is the master. I'm going to explain it in as fast a pace as I can so we can get to the real content, because this is not exciting at all. So the master is the input that comes into the sound card from the program, and you can turn it up and down as you'd see fit. And it doesn't really matter what you have it at if you are recording the jams, which is the preferences dialog, which I'll get to in a bit. It's just for your own personal listening level. At the moment, I
think... Loadmaster, 64% horizontal tracker plus 0.0 dB.
It's a little bit higher, 64%. I could easily turn that up or down as I see fit. And, you know, you must customize it to how you like it.
Center.
That's the pan control for it, which is at 50. Didn't say
new
that.
Select center, 50% horizontal tracker.
Now it did. Yeah, it's at 50%, which means it's in the center of the stereo spectrum. Then there's a
mute unselected checkbox.
So you can mute the whole program if you need to go do something or whatever you need to do.
Metronome, 39% horizontal tracker minus 6.5 dB.
Important because if you've read the website, you'll know that it's that that keeps you in time when you connect to a server with other people. And without the metronome, you can't play in time and you can't really be involved in a jam unless you've got something very solid underneath what you're doing, like a drummer or something. But if you're the only one there and you don't play to a metronome, then people coming to join you in the jam later are not going to have anything on which to base what they're hearing. And it makes playing really difficult, and actually people can be quite annoying if they don't use it.
Center 50% horizontal.
Another pan control for the metronome.
Mute unselected checkbox.
Mute.
Chat group landline red only edit area.
Now the chat window is quite useful. You can receive and type here. The first thing that you will get when you join a server in the window is a topic. And it tells you, you know, how to contact whoever owns whatever server you join, and if any, the rules of it, or just maybe something simple like one line, welcome to Ninjam. And users can talk to each other in this window, because you, although you can hook up microphones to Ninjam or whatever, you can't really use the program in real time for the simple reason that, well, if you've read the website again, you'll know it's impossible. Due to internet latency and so on, the way Ninjam works is it puts you a measure behind all the other users in Ninjam, and it actually works out when you're playing stuff. It can work out quite well. As you heard the jam a little while ago, you can get some quite amazing results just by doing that. And I hopefully will be able to show you some of that later on. And hopefully you get a live jam in too. I have to see who's on whatever servers that are available. TBRN has its own server at tbrn.net:2050, which is the server I will see who's on first, and if not, then we'll go to some of the Ninjam test servers, which I warn you may be very terrible. But it will just be real life, I guess.
Landline edit area.
And that's the typing window for the chat.
Local channels group.
Now this is the local channels thing. The local channel is where you add...
Add local channel.
You can add a channel, and if you have a stereo input like me, because I'll be using keyboards and such, you have to add another channel. When you first install it, there is already one added, and it will be the left input of whatever sound card it sees just out of the box, as it were. Which may not be the one you want, and of course that is all configurable. And that noise is my aim going off. So, you can add a channel.
Select the Luicom pan hard left edit area.
Basically, that said Andre Luicom pan hard left. A bit of a shameless plug on my part. Link to my website in the description field, because each of the channels you can describe so that people know what it is they'll be playing. And I just put pan hard left in mine, and so that people know to pan me out left. And I also have to have a right channel, which I'll get to in a minute.
Transmit selected checkbox.
You can transmit it or not transmit it to the program so that people can hear it. But if you want to practice something before you get on the program, or you're trying to play along with something but don't want, or it too embarrassed to let them hear it, you can switch off the checkbox and not send it.
Input channel 1 pull-down list box.
Input channel 1. This is the input channel for the sound card I'm using, which is the Delta 44. It has 4 inputs, 4 outputs, all analog, all quarter inch. 6.5 mil. Pretty bog standard stuff.
73% horizontal tracker.
That's the volume for my left channel, which is at 73%. Quite a weird number. I think that's actually how it came. I didn't change that.
0% horizontal tracker.
That's the left slider for the pan thing.
Mute unselected checkbox.
And you can mute it. But then you couldn't hear it.
Solo unselected checkbox.
There's a solo. You can solo yourself, and you can also solo others. And the layout here, it's pretty standard once you get used to it. Each of the users has about this many tabs per channel, per user. And users can have, I don't remember, up to, I think, 32 different channels. So the window can get very, very, very big very quickly if you join a room with a lot of people. Which is very bad for speech users, because the interface, I will tell you now, is terribly designed, but it's partially accessible. But when you get above a certain amount of users, and I can't remember how many it is, maybe 5, 6, 7, you have to do one of two things. Or maybe even 3. One of them is to find the scroll bar button at the bottom of the window with your Supernova's mouse cursor, whatever, or Screen Reader's mouse cursor in my case. Supernova. It's yours if you use that. Windowize if you use that. And click it lots of times. Or you can use Narrator, maybe, because Narrator seems to read stuff that isn't even on the screen to screen readers. Or you could try NVDA. I haven't tried NVDA with NinjaM, actually. I should. But when I get in a bind and I can't see a lot of the window, and this is something that I've tried to report to the developers to fix, but they haven't actually upgraded this client since 2005. I don't know if they're going to. Then bad things can happen. But in this instance, since I'm only here, the whole window is visible. You'll see what I mean. If I can find a room with a lot of people in it, you'll see my screen will just say tab. It doesn't know what to do with it, so I have to load up Narrator, and I can read stuff then. It's annoying, and it slows me down, but once you get all the users configured and panned out as you like, because each user can, you know, you pan them out or turn them down or just not listen to them at all if you like, it's up to you entirely. The mix at the end of the day is on a per-user basis, and you're the user, and you set it up how you want.
Remove button.
And I can remove my left channel.
Effects processor unselected checkbox.
This thing has a built-in effects processor. I don't know what it does or what it's like. Never tested it. And I'm not even sure how you configure it. It seemed quite inaccessible when I tried. But, you know, feel free. If you can get it to work, maybe you can tell me how to do it. Be interested in that. Might be rubbish. Might be good.
Select the desktop and hard right edit area.
There's my right channel with exactly the same thingy, so I'll just tab all
Translate
the way
to 100 mute until solo until remove button. Effects processor unselected checkbox.
So you can imagine, I think, what was that, about 8 or so tabs? And that's on a per-user basis, so you can imagine the window gets really huge, very fast, and it's really quite bad.
Master, 64% horizontal tracker plus 0.0 dB.
Which is what I want. So now I've shown you the basic window. You can set it up as you wish, and if you do change or do add another channel, be aware that you should describe it so that people know what they're listening to, or at least tell them to pan it out, as I've done. I could have put Andre Louis keys and pan hard left and hard right. But I don't just play keys, sometimes I play drums too. And, you know, I didn't want to fill up the description field with just a bunch of useless different things. So I didn't. I just put pan hard left and pan hard right. Because if you don't, you end up clipping the sound card at the other end of whoever it is. Who's going to pan you out in the end, or not. A lot of people do choose to come in mono. It just depends on what instrument they play. Like guitarists may come in mono and have mono reverb. And some may come in stereo, drummers particularly, and keyboard players and such. It all depends. And I do apologize for the gate, but it's to cut out my horrible, nasty heatsink, which I really hate and wish I could change, but I have no money right now. So let's go through the menu structure of this thing and describe to you what I can, or what you and I can do with it.
File menu connect dot 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 control plus K shortcut C.
That connects you to a server. I'll be doing that lastly before we join the server.
Disconnect control plus D disabled shortcut D.
Disabled for obvious reasons because we're not connected to a server. Therefore self-explanatory.
Quit control plus Q shortcut Q.
Control Q, quit.
Options menu preferences dot 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 control plus P shortcut P.
Preferences.
Audio configuration dot 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 control plus O shortcut A.
And they are different dialogues and they do serve different purposes.
Preferences dot 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 control plus P shortcut P.
And that's all there is. And next to that is a help menu with just an about in it. So we're going to go to preferences.
Preferences, NinjaM preferences, window OK button.
And we land on the OK button. I'm not quite sure why they designed it that way, but they sure did.
Cancel button.
And now here's a bunch of strange options.
Save mix down jam as WAV selected checkbox.
If you save it as WAV files, then each jam you do is mixed down to a 2-channel WAV file. In my case, it's at 24-bit, 44K, and it gets stored to a directory, which you can set in this dialog. And that's what I choose. You can also save Mixdown as OGG, because it's an open source project. NinjaM, they save as OGG as opposed to MP3.
Save Mixdown Jam as OGG, bitrate, unselected checkbox.
But their OGG encoder is old and it doesn't sound very nice. So I like to save it as WAV and then I like to OGG it with something newer. And also, if you want to edit your jams to give to people, it's much better to, you know, not have 36 minutes of silence in the beginning. So I trim them up in SoundForge. And then I give them to people.
128 edit area kbps.
128 kbps, that's the bitrate for the OGG file. But since the box isn't checked, it is irrelevant.
Save multi-track recordings for remixing later on selected checkbox.
Now this option is kind of unusual. Each bar for each user is saved in a different file and a different folder, I do believe. Or something crazy like that. And let me tell you, that gets tedious really quickly. The first time I set up NinjaM back in 05, I had checked that box. Not knowing exactly what it did and thinking I could, you know, go through in SoundForge later and put it all together and have a nice mix. But that wasn't to happen. I must have had, at the end of maybe an hour and a half jam, 36,000 files, and I kid you not, I'm not quite sure what BPM and BPR we were working at the time, but it was crazy. I had so many files, it was just not worth it in the end. So I don't check that option, but you know, you might want to. If you use something like Reaper from Reaper.fm, which is the multi-track editor that these guys made, the guys who made InGem, then it can actually import those and do all the hard work for you, putting all the files in order, sequential order, and putting them on different tracks based on a user. But, yeah, that's hard to do by hand, let me tell you.
Save and compress WAV recordings to unselected checkbox.
And that is the box, which actually works in conjunction with the box before it. It asks you where you want to save these uncompressed jams to. I don't know why it says that, really, because it's kind of misleading. Because you'd think that was the first one. Mixdown is the first box, the very first box in the dialogue, and this is uncompressed. It's not very well worded, but basically it allows you to save the place where those jams get saved, because you can save them in a different place than where the mixes are saved. The, you know, two-channel mixdown I talked about earlier. I'd rather have InGem do it and then just edit it later than do it myself.
Save session files in.
And that's the save session files in dialogue.
D-temp InGem.
D-temp InGem, which is where my stuff is saved at the moment.
Browse button.
Browse.
Okay button.
And an okay. Pretty simple. So I'll escape out of there, I didn't change anything. And now the audio preferences dialog, which is control O.
InGem audio IO configuration window output equals OK button.
Another OK.
Cancel.
And here is where I'll have set my sound card. Since I'm using a Delta, I'm using ASIO instead of MME or Direct Sound or Kernel Streaming. All of these thus support. Look.
Input output system. ASIO pull down list box.
There's an ASIO thingy. So that gives me very low latency between myself and what I hear back, and InGem, which means I can play as close to the metronome and to the other people as possible. Good times. Very good. But this dialogue is quite inaccessible unless you use a mouse cursor or something like it, because all there is the one tab control and nothing else is tabbable, and there's kids outside having fun. And I would shut the windows, but then I'd bolt to death in here.
Output equals.
And there's another okay. ASIO pull-down thing, but we can't see that yet.
Can't
so what I'll do is I'll go into my mouse cursor mode thing.
Virtual focus input output system.
And I'll go down cursor.
ASIO down arrow and selected button.
And you have to do this, unfortunately, to set a lot of these options up because, well, they're hard to set if you don't.
ASIO driver. M audio delta ASIO down arrow button pull down list box.
And I only have the one anyway, but it gives you the choice of ASIO driver if you have multiple cards that support it.
First, input range. 1: analog and 1 delta -44, 1 down arrow button pull down list box.
Now that's right, because my mixer is on channels 1 and 2 of the delta, and my tape deck is on channels 3 and 4. And I'm not using the tape deck. I'm using just the mixer.
Last, 2: analog and 2 delta -44, 1 down arrow button pull down list box.
So far, that's all correct and present.
Left, 1: output equals right. 2: out 1 2 delta -44, 1 down arrow button pull down list box.
All good.
ASIO configuration button.
And there's the configuration. If I want to change the latency, it brings up the delta control panel. Basically, nothing that you can't get to without going to the control panel yourself.
Live focus InGem.
So I escape out of that dialog, and basically that is the whole program. If you can configure your audio to sound pretty good, then you're doing right. Just a word of warning, though. If you join a server, it is advisable to mute your own listening because it will come back through whatever sound card you choose. So if you have a mixer, switch off all the listening devices that are going to your sound for your InGem sound card because it plays it back through the sound card to you. I haven't found a way to turn that off without not actually transmitting it to the recording if you record. And I record all my jabs, you see. So that can be a bit problematic sometimes. So now if I hit Control-K...
InGem connection configuration window connect to host. TBRN net. 2050 pull down edit area.
It'll tell me what I can connect to. And it is always advisable to set a username, because anon is what it sets you up by default, and it's not very interesting. And, yeah.
Username.
Unfortunately, I have to be administrator on this server.
Administrator.
Because it's my server, and I have to therefore log in and authenticate. But with the test servers, you just put in a username here in the next box.
Connect anonymously and select a checkbox.
You would check instead of have unchecked, and just have fun, really.
Password. Password area. Remember password. Select a checkbox.
Remember password.
Connect button.
If your friends or you decide to set up an InGem server to be away from all the test servers, then they may ask you to authenticate, and then you can do that.
Cancel button. Connect to host. Connect button.
So I'll click O. Connect. And maybe.
Spin InGem the InGem server license agreement window. I agree to the above license terms on selected checkbox. Deselected.
There's a license agreement per server. And.
Accept button.
I hit accept.
InGem V0.0.
And we have a metronome. I was just in here a little while ago, so I can tell you right now that it's set up for 90 beats per minute at 8 beats per interval. And there doesn't seem to be anybody here. I'll tab through very fast and have a look.
Local chat remove button. Effect max and met center mute chat edit loads. Scram handle 70 mute solar effect solar and plus 7 mute solo and remove effect center flip metronome. Minus 6% mute on select chat group. Snow selection HTT.
But had there been anybody here, I could come over to this left side of the room and sit at my keyboards, which are here. And I have no reverb on my Rhodes, which I did actually want. So I'm going to switch on the reverb on the Rhodes, which I did actually want. I don't know why I don't. I set it to be as such, and it didn't do it. Oh, I know why, because when I started the recording, I made a mistake, didn't I? Remember? So I was stupid. So ordinarily, if you were to join me at this very moment in time, which you can't, because it's already been done, rather pre-recorded, then you would hear me playing my Fender Rhodes. My keyboard up here, which is playing nothing at the moment. I usually play bass, drums, or piano on, so I'm going to load up my template for that.
Control, Alt, Untitled,
Quick QWS.
Five Ninja Template, Mid Quick Window, Sequencer Window.
Control, there, Windows, Key, Mid. So ordinarily, like, for example, if there's only a guitarist here, like me sometimes go in with Brunello, I will just play bass and keys, and he'll play guitar line or melody, whatever, so you know. See, I have a bass patch set up. Quite strange. My keyboard's on top of the keyboard.
Base 1, colon 2, colon.
And I'll minimize
left
that
window. Key, Ninja V0.06.
So there's nobody here. But I can show you now that this has been recorded.
Control.
If I hit Control D and minimize
window,
the
Ninja window,
I can go to the other side of the room and turn back on the sound card, because the Audigy is one of the cards I do use on Ninja, so I have to turn the card back on because it's no longer coming through my Delta.
Start.
Then I go to my temp folder.
Next temp. Ninja.
Ninja.
20,070,214,1,404 Ninja unselected.
And I have all of these previous Ninja recordings that I haven't done anything with yet because I'm too lazy. And the last one in the folder.
20,070,501,1,645 Ninja.
Started at 1645, I guess. Is the one I just recorded. If I go in
output
here,
WAV unselected.
Output.wav
cursor
file,
down.
Which I select.
Enter.
Play it. And it's coming up in WinApp. And if I go to the right. Well, technically.
Control. Type, Windows Media File Bitrate, 2116kbps size, 40.2MB, 40.
Yeah, it's ready. Oh, I guess, oh, there it goes. I had to fast forward through the file to get it.
Control, Alt.
And you might recognize what I was playing earlier, when I first started out. Ordinarily, of course, there'd be other people in this too, but right now, there's just me and you. Well, me, mainly, and you, partially. But there it is, it saves all your recordings for you. And you can choose to have that option on or not, as we went through the preferences dialogue and I showed you. There's my face.
Control.
Without a metronome, of course, the recording, the metronome doesn't come through, because that would be pointless, wouldn't it, now? You don't want that. Where's the fun in that? So I'm just going to delete it.
Confirm for the Ninja window.
All gone. Rubbish. Pointless. So let me see. Maybe my friend Brunello was around.
Ninja.
No, there's nothing in the taskbar here to,
Ninja button.
To confirm
system
that.
System MS spacebar. Menu no support.
Got MSN.
There for Brunello.
Right to him.
Taskbar, your status is currently
set
to busy.
Let's try the server.
Server.
Again.
Gain. Offset.
And I'll wait for him to respond. Toolbar. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. I don't think there'll be a drummer. And my friend in Australia, I think he went to bed now, because it's quite late over there. 8 hours ahead of me, or nine. And the time now...
16:50, Tuesday, 1/5, 2007.
16:50. May the 1st, 2007. Could be 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock in Australia. I really forget the time zone differences. It's so crazy. But that's a nice thing, jamming with people around the world. You can have people come in from
ninja
wherever
button,
you
ninja,
want.
Ninja Lee MC Kenny, Ninja Button.
No, we didn't write back. Oh well, what I'll do...
Ninja window list view 18 items.
Close all
task
that.
Top, ninja temp.
Go back to the
cursor left.
Ninja main program.
Ninja V 0 point.
And I'll see who's on some of the test servers, maybe. And this could be the loud part.
Ninja selected TBRNet. Test ninja.com 2049. Username.
I'll put in my username here because I'm going to not. I have to connect anonymously, so I'll just put in.
Most select, most deleted. Andre. Andre Lewis. Connect anonymously. Unselected checkbox. Deselected.
This time I do connect the anonymously.
Connect button.
Button.
Ninja V0. Ninja server license selected.
Selected. Accept the license agreement.
Ninja V0.06 window.
Have an number at a different speed.
Asterisk, 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 asterisk. Topic is use exclamation point vote BPM less than rate greater than and exclamation point vote by less than length greater than to change the settings. Colon.
I'm in a test server, so it's a public server. Anybody can join me at any time. There doesn't seem to be anybody here either, but I'll have a quick tab around like I did last time. Maybe there's somebody here. Just don't know yet.
Select low assist plus one mute from the max and metronome center mute on select check chat area. Aster no select.
Ninjam is dead today, which is bad for a review.
Aster.
I can't make a point like that, can I?
Switch to MC, switch to Ninjam, switch to Ninjam V0.9.
Nope, and my friend didn't write back to me. This is saddening, very saddening, very saddening. But I thought, you know, I have a bit of free time and I'll try and do this review today.
Control.
Okay, you can die. But there's nobody here. I'll try
ninja,
one of the other
test ninja, TBRN,
I'm not done yet.
Test ninja.com 2050.
Try 2050.
Ninja Easy Ninja server like
they've
select
got
accept.
Five different servers on the test ninja site, so it could be that there's people on some of these other servers here. No guarantees. Oh, there's somebody.
Selected edit loads strand 70 mute on solo prune effect selected SCOM effects processor remove button effect selected transmit selected checkbox plus 0.7100 mute on solo and select remove button effects processor remote channels group user selected TGB at sign 200.
TGB is here. I'm not sure who TGB is, but that's the username that's here.
Mute user selected new channel receive selected 60-50% mute on solo and select mute user on selected chat user.
There's another user.
Gandara at sign user. Gandara at sign 221-249-90.
Another user, I'm not quite sure who that is either.
Mute, receive 60-50 tab. Solo and selected check by user. Mute user. Selected group E03 at sign 213-36-210X red on.
There's three users I can see already.
Mute, receive 60-50% mute on select solo and selected tab. Tab.
And here's the point whereby
tab.
The window becomes unreadable.
Shift, remote mute on select solo tab.
Until you shift tab back. Which is no good. So what I do is I turn the speech off.
Voice off.
Load narrator.
Foreground window.
I know it's annoying and I really hate this thing, but it's the only thing that you can read the window with unless you do a lot of really annoying things to get stuff to read. I'm going to turn the delta down a bit, just for now. So I hit tab.
Editable text, LDI83.2.100.x, read only.
Okay, another user.
User, editable text, receive, check, slider, mute, check, solo, editable text, LDI86.207.158.x, read only.
And I hate this voice, too.
Mute, receive, slider, 63, slider, fit, mute, check, solo, checkbox, editable text, Gene Pyrefranco, 182.236.73.x, red only.
Javier Franco, he's a good guy, he's a very good drummer. And this gives me an excuse to show you how to pan things out. So I'll tab
mute
to...
user, editable text, drums left, red only.
See, he's actually got drums
master,
left
slider,
in his 60. Description.
Solo, checkbox, master, slider, 60, solo, check.
Oh,
checkbox,
for some reason,
slider,
it just disappeared off of my screen.
Slider, receive, checkbox.
I was about to pan him out, and the drums
editable
went away.
Text, drums right, red only.
Okay, drums
solo,
right.
Check, mute, checkbox.
So I'll shift-tab and go put that over
slider,
there,
editable,
shift-tab
user,
some
checkbox,
more.
Editable text, drum left, red only, receive, slider, 100. Edit, mute user, editable text, Gene Pyrefranco, 182.236.7, solo, checkbox, check, edit, mute user, editable text, drums left, receive, checkbox, slider, 100, mute, solo, check, editable text, drums right, receive, slider, 60, slider, 50.
So now he's panned out, the drummer's panned out. Sorry, I made a bit of a mistake there, I don't know what I was doing. Yeah, the screen must have refreshed and really confused and later.
Mute, edit, mute, use, edit, receive, slider, 6, slider, 50. Mute, check, solo, check, block, master, slider, plus, mute, check, metronome.
I'll put myself back in the chat window,
mute, box,
sometimes
check,
people
item.
Say hi to me or whatever, so.
Mute, status, connected to desktopninjin.com, progress bar, 8, narrator, list item, foreground window.
Voice on.
Turn back that and the eloquence thing.
Speed 20.
I'm gonna speed it up just a little bit, because...
Asterisk, goulash, at sign 86-207-158x has left the server. Asterisk, goulash, at sign 86-207-158x has joined the server.
Now I guess I can go and incite them. If I go and start playing something, maybe people will start joining me and playing things along with me. That would be really useful. I will try it. Maybe I'll get a rise out of them and, you know, get people to actually join in and do something. What key should we play in? Let's play F sharp. think I'm actually coming in twice. I am. Because I did what I said you shouldn't do and have my other thing still playing. Now I don't sound kind of like I was phasing. There we go. Stupid Asia.
Asterisk,
no one joining me.
Asterisk, 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 less than GBR Franco at sign 82-236-73x greater than Melange.
Ah.
Less than GBR Franco H edit area. IAA deleted.
Hi.
Let S space S
do something.
Something. Then. Select.
What more can you do? How more obvious can you be? And I'm not playing the sound to the metronome. I mean, not to the right bar. The start of the metronome. I'm being stupid. Let's see. One, two, three. Finally, someone's taking the bait. Do that. Time on the bass today. Left hand bass, keys, bass, bass, keys.
Window, my documents list view 26 items.
Back to the desktop. That's a bit of an in jam for you, and I do hope you like that. See, well now I could go back and if I thought the jam was any good, which it wasn't terrible, I could go and trim it up and upload it somewhere, fun, and you know, that would be that.
That's next step.
Go to the folder,
20 mouse with cursor
high, enter. File. Do a bit of control shift cursor writing. And here I'm panning out all the stuff like I did before. Let's see where you can find the bit where I was playing it for real.
Control Alt.
See, there it is. And it's a pretty decent recording, you know. It came, you know, digitally, so there's no, you know, bad artifacts in it or whatever. So you can save that just to say, well, yeah, here I have. I've done it. Good recordings. And you can enjoy it and give it to people and whatever you want to do with it. Let's close that window. Just leave that playing. And, so is the InJam or NinJam Insight any use? If it has been, then I'm glad. And if you need problems, I need problems. If you have problems with it, contact me. Andre@andrelouis.com is my email address, and andrelouis.com is my website. You will find examples of this kind of stuff at tbrn.net/ninjam. You can either go www or just http, whatever you like. Either way, tbrn.net/ninjam. And I think there's about 600 megs of things I've done over the last year with various people. And I hope you enjoy them as much as I've enjoyed making them. Some of them are crazy, some of them are really pointless, some of them are just incriminating. But overall, I hope the content is of good quality. Ninjam.com does have its own library of this kind of thing, and within about 2 weeks, this very file will be there, because the Ninjam servers log everything that goes on, and they put them up as MP3s. Not the best quality MP3s either, mind you, but they do. If you go to autosong.ninjam.com, you can put in my name, Andre Louis, and find all the crazy things I've done on Ninjam servers, but not on tbrn.net. It could prove quite interesting, and I hope to see some of you at least on Ninjam, and I hope to be helping set some of you up with it in the coming weeks, days, whatever. I'm more than glad people who were interested in it, you know, even if only for a few seconds, just to, you know, play with it. Because I remember back in 2000 when Steinberg had mentioned a project that they had going on called Rocket, and I heard a review of it on the radio, and I thought, wow, real-time jamming over the internet. I don't think it took off very well, though. But I heard about Ninjam in 2005, and I thought, I must try this. I really must try this. So I did, and I've been on it ever since. Not every day or even every week, but just when I could. And I've really had a good time, and I've met some really, really nice people there, too. And you do meet friends, and you add them to MSN, and you make really good contacts. And you enjoy yourself. That's what it's all about. Just enjoy yourself. Music should be shared, I think, anyway. And if you can share music, you can share what music is. And if you like me, music is what you are, then why not share it with other people? If you like that kind of thing. And I hope that I can do some other stuff like this in the future. I'm not quite sure what else to review yet. I've been told to do another QWS review, which is James's sequencer, which I used for playing the bass line today. QWS.AndreLouis.com, another shameless plug, good at those. And I might well do that. I did a review for that in 2005, but of course it's old by now. QWS has changed so much since then that it would be pointless to even give you the URL to that review. And I didn't even get it submitted to Blind Cool Tech because it was too embarrassing and too old. Oh well, this now ends, but I do hope you found it at least partially useful. Thank you very much for listening. And again, you can contact me whenever you wish. I'd be most glad to hear from you.